Welcome to Mondays with Marley, the weekly podcast where your bi-crafty bestie, Marley Bird, brings you the world of knitting, crochet, and crafting right to your fingertips. Every Monday, join Marley for an hour of crafting inspiration, behind-the-scenes sneak peeks, tips and tricks, hot trends, and real talk about life as a maker and designer. Whether you're team knitting, team crochet, or bi-crafty, this podcast is your go-to spot for creativity and connection. So go ahead, grab your favorite whip, maybe a cup of coffee, and join me as I make your Monday a little bit better. Let's jump into the show. I want to start this very first podcast, Marley, Mondays with Marley, the exact same way I started the Yarn Thing podcast back in 2007. You guys ready? So what I said with that, after I found out what a podcast was and how to start doing it, my very first podcast said, here I go down the rabbit hole. Who wants to join me? So here we are. How many years later? So many years later. Would that be 17 years later? And I am starting a brand new podcast. If you don't know who I am, everybody, hi, my name is Marley Bird. I am a knitwear and crochet designer. I also teach here on YouTube, and I call myself your bi-crafty bestie because I show you everything you need to know to be a better knitter and crocheter. I also own the Marley Bird House, where we have exceptional instructional courses and pattern collections and VIP experiences. So there's a lot of fun things that are happening over there. Just to give you a little background on myself, I started designing back in 2007. At the same time, I started a podcast called The Yarn Thing Podcast. And The Yarn Thing Podcast was the very first crochet podcast on iTunes. It was one of the first knitting podcasts on iTunes, and you probably have guessed it. We didn't just talk about crochet or knitting. We talked about all of it because it's all about the yarn, right? That's what really brings us all together. I did the Yarn Thing podcast, I think, all the way through 2020, maybe 2021. And then I decided it was time for me to have a little bit of a break. So we stepped away from the podcast world, and last year, as I was doing the planning for this year, I decided that I wanted to come back and do my own style of video podcast where we kept it really light and friendly. We could chat, we could craft, we could connect, we could learn things, we could win things, we could have interviews, we could have make-alongs. I mean, sky's the limit, really. I could do anything I want. And I am so excited you guys are here to join me. There are so many of you here. I am just thrilled. Please know that this show will be a little bit different than the others just because it's the very first one. And I'm trying to, you know, kind of get my bearings again. It's interesting because I do a lot of lives and whatnot, both here on the Marley Bird YouTube channel, on the Marley Bird Facebook page, on the Yarnspirations Facebook page. And I really enjoy doing those. Usually they are lunch and learns. So part of what I want to do here on Mondays with Marley is have a segment where we do sort of a lunch and learn project. And those projects will be either free patterns on my website that are either brand new free or they've been free for a while. I'll just pick and choose which ones I want to do. And I'll give you guys a heads up in the email newsletter prior to the show of that week. So the week before the next week's show, I'll give you an idea of what the lunch and learn will be. So that way, if you wanted to follow along, you absolutely could do that. And I thought maybe it would be fun to do some techniques that you might want to learn. It might be fun to do some stitch patterns that you've maybe never done before. And I thought that would be a really great way to just spend a little bit of time each Monday trying to connect and working on a project that maybe you've wanted to try before, but you haven't because of one particular item or another. I'm also completely open to suggestions and ideas. I want to make sure that this podcast is something that all of you want to come and join me, be a part of it, and feel like that you are sitting down literally with your bestie, hanging out, talking about knitting and crochet and the world of yarn. And yes, I'm going to talk about some audiobooks because I am an avid audiobook listener, and I'm just going to have a good time. So I want to make sure that I'm here for you. So with that in mind, I will also be doing some live Q&As. And in the Marley's Minions Facebook group, which we call the Bycrafty community, I will be putting up threads where it's like, hey, do you have a question for Marley? Or is there something you guys want to talk about with the Q&A? And we'll get some ideas of what you guys have for those. And I'll be able to jump on here and answer all of those for you so that you guys can participate. And when I do that, when I do the Q&A, if I pick one of your questions, like I'll say, let's just say I said, Marable, your question was, Marley, why do you wear so much pink? I have no idea. And I could say, I could answer the question because it's one of my favorite colors. It's my signature color. And I just love it. And then I would say, Marable, because I chose your question, you win a prize. Does that make sense? So what I will do is, as you guys help me with your participation of the Q&As, if I choose your question to answer, you will also win a free pattern from marleybird.com. That sound fun? I mean, I love the idea of giving away free things. And if you guys know my business partner, Robin, who I'm sure is here listening in, making sure I'm saying all the right things, she and I both love giving things away. And so the plan here is to have a lot of opportunities for you guys to win free patterns, free yarn, free bags, free opportunities, lots of free stuff, coupon codes. We're here just to have a really good time. How does that sound so far? How does that sound so far with all of you guys? Awesome. I can see you guys sound like you look like you're really excited over here in the chat room. It's just really fantastic. I love seeing all of you guys here. Another thing that we want to make sure that we're doing here is we're going to be doing some unboxings. If you guys don't know, I have worked with a variety of yarn companies in the past, whether it's with Red Heart or Karen or Bernat or Knit Picks or We Crochet. Recently, I've started working with Hirschner's. I've done some things with Jimmy Bean's Wool. I've done a lot of things with yarn companies, with tool companies, and they will often send me things that I have not had an opportunity to really do, like unboxings, right? Because I haven't had a podcast and I just haven't done them. So I'm excited to be able to do some of those with you guys too, and kind of show you what's new, what's coming up, what do I think. And I will give you 100% real responses. That's one thing you guys can absolutely count on from me. I'm not a big proponent of like poo-pooing anybody's party, right? But if it's not something I'm really going to like, I'm going to be like, hey, it's just not for me, but maybe it's for you. And I feel like that's my responsibility, not only as, you know, I'm going to say this term loosely, an influencer. I feel like I need to be honest with you, but as your bestie, would you want your bestie to lie to you about things? Like, right? Like, hey, go try this soda. It's really good. And then you try it. You're like, yeah, it wasn't good, huh? It wasn't good. It is good, by the way. I like this a lot. But you know what I mean? You expect me to have, you know, some ethics, some standards, and make sure that I give you all the proper information. So I plan on doing that as well. Interviews. Of course, I'm going to invite some of the best people in the industry here on the podcast to do a variety of interviews. It's not going to be 100% interview based like the Yarn Think podcast was. I'm going to sprinkle in interviews every now and again. And of course, I will give you heads up on who's coming on the show in that newsletter. So I do want to make sure that you guys know, if you sign up for the Marley Bird newsletter, we will have information in there, and we're going to start sending out a dedicated newsletter just for the podcast as well, so that people can know, you know, what lunch and learn we're going to do, who's the guest that's going to come on, are we doing a make along together, is there an opportunity to win a prize, what are your Q&As, like all of this will be able to be a part of all this. So you just want to be a part of the Marley Bird newsletter. If you're already getting the Marley Bird newsletters, great, you're already there. If you are not, I need to put a link in the video description box so that way you guys can sign up. And I will do that as soon as everything is over here. I should have thought about that beforehand, but I didn't. So we will keep you up to date on what's going on and who's coming on. And I do have people already reaching out to me saying, hey, I hear you coming back with the podcast. I would love to come on. So I'm very excited. Of course, I'm going to have Lindsay Martin, my best friend from Erin Lane Bag. She's going to come on and join me every now and again. And we've got some big things happening there with the Bicrafty Bestie Box, which will be announced here very soon. So you want to be ready for that. Like, I'm very excited about the Bicrafty Bestie Box. And it will coordinate with a future make along. So they're going to go hand in hand, and I'm very thrilled about that. I'm going to have Megan Kreiner on the podcast here. I've already talked to Sarah Jane from Bella Coco Crochet. She's starting her podcast too. So we're going to join each other on each other's podcast and have a good time. So I'm very excited about that. And then I've had so many other people reach out. And so that's very exciting to know that people still want to come on here and chit chat with me. I'm just going to keep it real light and ask the questions that we all want to know, right? I know there are many of us who are curious, you know, how did you get started designing? What's your favorite thing to design? When you pick up a yarn, what's the first thing you think of? You think of, you know, what kind of material is this? What kind of fiber is this? What could it make? You know, how does your design process go? A lot of great questions, right? A lot of things that we can think about. So yes, I absolutely will have guests on the show for sure. So you guys can look forward to that. I also want to take some time, and if there happens to be like a trending topic that is taking over the crafting world, like several years ago, it was color pooling, right? Color pooling was everywhere. I'll make sure that we take some time to talk about color pooling, right? If there's a particular pattern that's taking over the internet, we could talk about that pattern and give links to where you could find these patterns. I'm trying to think of what else. I feel like I'm all over the place. It's been weird. I've been sick really since I got back from my trip right before Christmas. I've been off and on sick. So it's been weird trying to get focused for all of this. You know what I mean? Of course, you all know that I love to do make-alongs, and we have our tried and true make-alongs that we do throughout the year. And the very first one that starts off every year for me is the Game Day Make Along, which is held all day long, Super Bowl Sunday. Now, you do not have to sports ball or be a fan of sports ball to be a part of the Game Day Mystery Make Along. And yes, it is a mystery, but essentially what you will do is I'll give you the supply list, you get your supplies, and every hour or every 2 hours, all the way up to game time, I give you a new clue for a knitting or crochet, and you're making something that you should be able to complete by game time. And it's a lot of fun. We have done it for many, many years now, and that's coming up here really soon. And then I did give you a little teaser that we're going to do another make-along that goes hand-in-hand with the Bicrafty Bestie Box, which you can get the box and you don't have to do the make-along, or you don't have to get the box and you can do the make-along. Does that make sense? So you have a lot of choices here. So that make along is going to be a sock make along. I'm going to let you in on that. So we're going to be doing a sock make along right after game day. And then of course we do have Tournament of Stitches coming up. I also want to do a make along that's here together with us, that is like a blanket make along, where I take an opportunity to show you different squares, and you can take those squares and create a blanket, right? I thought something like that would be really fun. And that might be something that we do beyond just the podcast. Like, I'll do some lives on the podcast, maybe Q&As of what we're working on, but then I'll have individual videos for the blanket that we can work on together. Of course, we're going to have Christmas in July. And this year, Robin doesn't even know this yet, but I'm thinking about moving up my Jolly Holidays collection, moving it up to Christmas. So that way you could get it moving it up to July, Christmas in July. So that way you could get the Jolly Holiday collection, which you guys know is more than just holiday patterns. And you'd have, you know, way longer to work on them all the way up to actual holiday timeframe. You guys feeling good right now? You guys are excited about the socks, so that's great. And you're excited about the game day. Yes, Tournament of Stitches is coming back. I had to sort of wrangle Robin into that a little bit. So we'll see how that all goes to be or comes to be. But we have Christmas in July. We're going to have the This or That make along. We also do the first fall. We also do a turkey trot. And then in between there, Robin and I both have two new courses that we are going to be publishing out there. So one of them, the Bycrafty Bestie Box people who purchased volume one, they've already gotten my course. It's a shawl course. It's how to design shawls, how to understand different shawl shapes. It's shawl shape concepts. And so we're going to be releasing that out into the public, and it's going to include more patterns to it. So if you've already got the other box, you already own it, and it's going to be even pumped up more. So that's really great. And then Robin has been working on her own course, all about shape, like crochet architecture. And it's just really fantastic. And so you can make a variety of different things with what she's going to show you. So we have those two courses coming out. On top of that, I am actively working on the re-recording of the Bycrafty Bootcamp. Now, how many of you, show of hands here, how many of you participated in Bycrafty Bootcamp, whether it was knitters learning to crochet, crocheters learning to knit, or you became a triple threat with the Tunisian? I know there's a lot of you out there who were a big part of that event. So many of you are brand new knitters, brand new crocheters that are way beyond a beginner level. Like you are done with boot camp and you are immediately at an intermediate level, right? So I've been telling you for years now, I'm going to re-record those live sessions because they're very long, they're talkative, they're just a lot of things happening. And I want them to be a little bit more uniform, more direct, more, I guess that's the word, more instructional. And I want it to be very user-friendly, and I'm going to have it all inside the Marley Birdhouse. So I'm actively getting the, yes, look, so many of you, very, very excited. Look at this, so many of you that were part of Bycrafty Bootcamp. That is so exciting. So exciting here. So I am working on that, but that is not everything that we have planned for the Marley Birdhouse. And if you don't know what the Marley Birdhouse is, I'm not going to bore you here. Just go to marleybirdhouse.com. The available products in there. You will not be disappointed. And if you need recommendations or testimonials, I guarantee you, if you go to the Bycrafty community over on Facebook, the Marley's Minions group, people will tell you right and left, you know, how great everything is inside the Marley Birdhouse and the quality of stuff you get. All right, how are we doing? Okay, so I can see a lot of you here saying hello. I mean, this is very exciting that you guys are here and excited to be a part of the new Mondays with Marley. And I'm thrilled to be a part of this with all of you. Let me see here. What have I forgotten so far? I do know that I played around with some ideas on maybe trying to help all of us get through maybe some whips that we might have. So if you're anything like me, I'm not even exaggerating, you guys, if I tell you I have over 30 works in progress. It's not even an exaggeration. And so I thought for some of the lunch and learns, maybe, or maybe as just a, like, you know how they say misery loves company, as just a support system, I could grab one of my whips that is unfinished and show it to you guys, tell you what it is. And I could be like, hey, here's what I'm working on for the next 2 weeks to get this finished. And you guys could do the same. You could pull out a whip, you could take pictures, share with me on social media. And as I'm showing you guys what my whips are, and you're showing me yours and showing me like as you finish them, and I share them on here, you're going to win a prize, right? Like you're going to win a prize. Of course you're going to win a prize. So I want to just celebrate you and you finishing your works in progress as well. And I thought that would be something fun to do together. And so I hope you guys think so as well. We will see, but all right. Oh, that's a lot of talking. Let me grab some water real quick. I'm trying to get to the questions, and I see a lot of you over here talking about the different questions. You know, it's interesting. So my kids, I found out that my son Josiah, who's a freshman in college. He lives in an apartment style dorm where each of the four roommates has their own room. And then they share like a main quarter and they share two different bathrooms. And they like to keep on my YouTube channel during at night. Like they turn on my YouTube channel, just let it play throughout the night. And I was like, that's really interesting. And so they told me like, they think it's cool to just sit back and kind of watch me knit. And so then my daughter was like, yeah, mom, have you heard of ASMR? Is that how you say it? ASMR. And where, you know, it's just quiet and just knitting, maybe the sound of knitting and just really rhythmic, soothing, crafting and having video on it. And so she's trying to convince me that I should start another YouTube channel that is just me underneath the camera, like no face, just my hands, either knitting or crocheting. And I was like, oh my gosh, really? Is that something you guys would ever be interested in? I thought it was crazy. It was like, I would not want to watch something like that, but maybe you would. I don't know. Okay. So I am, oh, you love the whip support. That makes me so happy because I have some really old ones. I have some really old ones out there. And so that is, it's good to know that you guys are wanting to do that. Okay. I got to see this. My crochet story. I used to have one project at a time on the hook, but with putting together a YouTube channel, you have to have multiple projects going on one at a time. You have to have so many projects going on. I can't even tell you how many projects I have. Like, okay. Like if it's a sock, right? I'll have one sock completed so that way I can write the pattern. I'll have the second sock ready to go so that way I can film it. And I'll film it all the way up to where like I don't need to film it anymore. And then it just sits there. And it could be that it just needs the toe and it'll just sit there. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I have a variety of projects. Like even just sitting right here, guys, I have a hat. I have another hat. I have a mitten. I mean, this is a headband. This is just sitting here at my desk. Like this is crazy sauce. I have a sock. it is nuts, but that's just how it goes, right? That's just how it goes. Something fun that is happening to me this weekend. Do you guys know who Ellen Gormley is? Ellen Gormley is a wonderful crochet designer. She has been my friend for years. She is actually I don't know if it's snowing where you guys are, but here where I am, it's coming down really well. There's a lot of snow coming down. But she only lives a couple hours from me. And so Ellen is supposed to come up here this weekend, coming up this weekend. And we're supposed to hang out and, you know, film some videos together and just be. I mean, she's just one of the most delightful people ever. Like she is more of a friend than a colleague. Does that make any sense to you? Like, I don't think of her as Ellen. Oh, she's the knitwear. She's Ellen. She's my friend Ellen. But you guys know her as the crocheter, right? So Ellen is supposed to come up here this weekend. So I'm excited to get to see her and see what she's been up to and see what things we can kind of collaborate on together and work on. So I'm very excited about that. Geez, you guys are all about the ASMR stuff. You're like, this sounds great. This is fantastic. I love it. What do you guys think so far? Like, I would love to know what you think about everything that I have like laid out. And of course, it's going to be a variety because if you haven't noticed already, I do have ADHD. So if I were to keep a solid plan every single podcast, I would be so incredibly bored. So I need to make sure that there is variety in my own shows so that I can keep my own sanity. So that's where I'll make sure that I have at least a plan for you guys to know what you could be walking into with each episode. But each episode is going to be different. They're all going to be a little bit different. Yeah, that's how all of that is going to go. We feeling good? When I say that, I feel like I'm a cheerleader. I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, da, 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 da. You're so nice, Mary. Thank you so much. Kimberly, thank you. Thank you. I would love to know if you guys have any other ideas. Is there anything else you'd like me to try and tackle? Because this is a blank slate. We have an opportunity to do so many different things here. I also, one thing, let me get another drink of water real quick. Yeah, the socks, you guys. Very excited about the socks. And just a reminder, everything we do here is by Crafty. So if there is something that is knitting related, we also have a crochet related. That's why we call all of our stuff make-alongs. Because it's not just a knit-along, it's not just a crochet-along, it's a make-along. And if there is something that is just a knit-along or just a crochet-along, you will know because it is called that. So most everything we do is a make-along, okay? It's a make-along. So yeah, the socks. Where was I going? I was going to say something. Oh. So along with a variety of different designers and companies wanting to come on and be a part of the Yarn Thing podcast, we do have some companies who are coming on and they want to sponsor. So we're going to have some fun items to be able to give away, some fun events, some fun, it's going to be exciting. So I'm very excited to introduce some of these companies that are going to be joining the Yarn Thing podcast. Oh my gosh. The Mondays with Marley. Gosh, darn. I didn't think I was going to make a mistake like that. We should have like a game. Every time I make a mistake and say Yarn Thing podcast, you have to buy a skein of yarn. How about that? Everybody's like, say it again. It's like Mufasa. Ooh. So I plan on doing a bunch of different things here and doing tutorials, book talks, Mindy, my friend Mindy. Yes. You guys, I am a huge Audible fan, like huge Audible fan. So my Audible account, let me open up my phone here. I have $13.91. I know it's backwards. So 1,391 titles. And I love all sorts of different books, but I should put an asterisk there. I like romance type books or fantasy books or urban fantasy books. I am not into horror or like thriller or nonfiction. I want to escape. I want to be told a great story. I want a happy ending. I want romance and love and excitement and world building and all of that. So I also like stories that are really long. And I'm going to give you guys my reasoning for this. So as I'm listening to audiobooks, as I'm knitting or crocheting, I can get lost in a story, knit and crochet, and I don't realize how much time has passed. Whereas if I'm watching a movie or watching a TV show, I know that it's either been 30 minutes or an hour, if it's a TV show, right? Or it's been 2 hours to 2.5 hours if it's a movie. And so I feel like it just drags on so long as I'm working on projects. So being able to listen to books and work on projects has really helped me. And Lindsay, my best friend from Erin Lane Bags, she and I have really, I mean, you guys have heard it before if you've listened to the Marley and Lindsay show. We talk about books, we talk about different authors, different genres, all the different things. And I just thought if you guys were interested in kind of not like an Oprah's read along thing, but just like, hey, what's on Marley's AirPod or whatever, I would tell you. So like right now I'm listening to Iron Flame.
That's not why.
Oh, I hate it. Don't play. I'm listening to Iron Flame in preparation for the next book in the series coming out, which is the Empyrean series. And so it's Fourth Wing is the first one. Iron Flame is the second one. And the third one comes out on the 21st. So we have a podcast on the 20th of January. And the 21st is when Onyx Storm is coming out. And I'm like extremely excited. I have my own thoughts about what Violet's second signet is. Everybody thinks, like, I mean, I'm not giving spoilers, I hope. Everybody thinks it's Truesayer, and I just don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it is, you guys. I think she's an amplifier. I really do. I think she's an amplifier. Anyways, if you have not read this series, I highly recommend it. Like, it is so good. My son is reading it right now, Josiah. He's almost done with Fourth Wing. And so I was like, can you please read through it so that I could talk to him about it? Because he's so smart in the way he views or like reviews books or reviews movies or the way he internalizes things. And so I like to know what his theories are about what's coming up. So I'm very excited about that. So yeah, I'm very excited. And so that's what I'm reading right now. I'm going to be done. I'll be done with Iron Flame today. So I'm going to have to pick up something else to read. And I think I'm going to read A House of Salt and Sorrows. A House of Salt and Sorrows by Erin. Let me pull it up. Where's her name? Erin. Oh, no, that's, Erin Craig, narrated by Emily Lawrence. House of Salt and Sorrows. That's going to be, I'm going to read that after Iron Flame today. So that's what I will be looking at that for sure. Okay. I think that's everything I can think of at the moment. I should probably open up my messenger just to make sure Robin. Let's see here. Oh, she hasn't texted me back. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure Robin didn't think I missed something and I haven't said. I don't know. Okay, so I'm going to look at my notes. I'm going to look at my notes. This show is going to be a little bit less time than future ones. I have it planned out that each show will be an hour. So that way it'll have enough time to get all the different pieces that we're going to put together, different segments. I think that's the best way to go about it. So I want to make sure that we have time to get through, whether it's an interview or a lunch and learn or a show and tell or whatever it may be. Okay, I'm looking through. Everything looks good. I think everything looks good. And okay, so here is what I need you to do. So if you're watching the show today, thank you so much. I'm very happy. And if you are, you know, watching on your phone or on your computer or whatever it may be, if you're able to snap a picture of yourself watching the show and then post it on social media and use hashtag Mondays with Marley on Instagram, that would be fantastic. I will randomly select a winner from everybody who uses that hashtag, and I will select a winner next week. And that winner will win their choice of any product, available product, inside the Marley Birdhouse. So all you would need to do is, hopefully if you're on your computer or whatever it is, just snap a picture and then post it. So here we go. So I have my picture and I would just post that and just be like hashtag Mondays with Marley. So that would be great. And then the next thing is if you can leave a comment underneath this video, not just in the live, but underneath the video, and let me know some ideas. What are some ideas that you have for the show? Who are some people you'd love to be interviewed? What are some techniques you'd love to learn? What are some patterns that you would love me to do some lunch and learns on? Are there particular yarns you've wanted to try? Or maybe you just want to say, hey, Marley, it's good to see you. I would love that. So if you could leave a comment, don't forget to smash that like button. And as my kids say, they've been saying that for years, I would really super appreciate it, you guys. All right. So that's it for me and the very first Mondays with Marley's podcast. Don't forget, every Monday at 12:30 Eastern time. That's my plan, to come on at 12:30 Eastern time. And next week, we'll have a lot of fun. So be sure to be a part of the Marley Bird newsletter so that way you can find out what we will be talking about next week and you can come and join in. I have loved this so much, you guys. Thank you so much for joining in with me. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.